Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Sports Business Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time. If you can't listen live, you can always listen to the podcast at www.blogtalkradio.com and just punch in Gregory Crawford on Sports Biz, and you will not miss one single show because every one we've ever done is right there. We try and bring you great, fascinating guests on this program. It's heavily laden with basketball, and our guest tonight, not even really a guest, he's a regular on this program, the first Tuesday of each month, the outstanding coach of the Puget Sound Loggers, member of the Northwest Conference, Justin Lunt, very fine person, very fine coach, and that makes for a powerful combination. Good evening, Justin. How are you?
Good, Greg. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, and it won't be long till we'll be tipping the basketball up.
I know. It just kind of blows by, huh? I mean, it seems like season ended yesterday, and you know, now summer ball's up and AAU's going on, and I know high school basketball just started up this past week, so in Washington, so it never stops, Greg. It never stops.
No, it does never stop. And you know, Justin, I know you keep up on some of the other shows that I do, and our Sunday night show, we've done something that has been done on the radio, Blog Talk Radio, or dial-up radio in the history of the United States. We're doing a 10-week coaching clinic on there where the coaches select a topic, rotate each week, the five coaches I have on. But more important, I want to include you in that since you're on tonight. As far as our question last week was supplied by Kurt Bickley, who you know, the coach of Multnomah.
Yeah.
But it was about your philosophy and how do you develop each practice? And it's a very good question. What goes into making up each practice? And obviously, for any outstanding basketball coach, and you are one of those indeed, every practice is probably different.
Right. You know, I think it's one of the best things, talks I ever heard when I was first starting out coaching. I know I've spoken about Coach Dunlap before, but Coach Dunlap had has a great DVD and did a great talk on practice planning and his philosophy on that. And so, you know, we've really, really tried to, follow a lot of, you know, his philosophies. And I think that the biggest thing with our practice is, you know, we try to make everything in practice valuable. So every drill we do, we're not just doing it just to do it. You know, it's bringing value to what we're trying to emphasize for that day. You know, we usually have two to three offensive keys for the day, two to three defensive keys for the day, and then we try to, focus our drills, on those keys as far as helping us improve. We're never really trying to reinvent the wheel. We've got a few drills that, are our core drills, and then we just kind of spice them up or mix them up do a couple things different with them, depending on what we're trying to emphasize. But, I think really, really trying to focus on the keys and doing everything with purpose is extremely important. And then I think the other really important thing for us is competition. One thing that we do I don't know if it's different. I think a lot of programs do it, but, we record every single one of our practices, and we stat every single one of our practices, and we have an efficiency, what we call our winner's point chart, efficiency chart for every practice. We only give out a couple of awards, at the end of the year. And one of the awards we give out is the Winner's Point Award, which is, pretty much you were the most efficient practice player. And also with Winner's Points, a lot of that dictates playing time too. If you're top in the winner's points, which means you're efficiently practicing, extremely well day in and day out, we're going to be finding you a place on the floor. But, I think that's a big key, with our practices is, the competition. Being really efficient with your time, I've never been the, we like to stick to the schedule, get the guys in, get the guys out. I mean, obviously they're student athletes. So, going over 2 hours, is something we don't like to do, but if we're not getting it right, then, that's what we're going to do. Trying to be as efficient as we can with our time, focus on 2 to 3 keys offensively and defensively, and then just make it as competitive as possible, is really what our philosophy as far as practices go.
Very good. And, obviously you probably include your assistant coach. Well, I shouldn't say probably. I know you include your assistant coaches in that makeup. But my question, Justin, is do you ever include the players? Do you ever talk to them and say – Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I mean, and I think that's. I think getting input from them, I think it's very, very valuable. Especially our older guys, have great insight. They've been, juniors and seniors have been part of the program. Been through the, wars of the Northwest Conference games, and knows what the intensity and competitive spirit you need, both Friday and Saturday. They have a great idea of what we need to do. And I think that their voices are very valuable. I would like to think, of myself as a coach that wants, our assistant coaches to coach. I give them a lot of responsibility, and take a lot of input from them. I don't want them sitting on the side, clapping their hands and just, rooting. I mean, I want them out there. I want them coaching. I think the same things with our players. We've got, asking them for what they think we should be doing, or getting their input is extremely valuable. And we got a lot of bright kids. I mean, obviously, Puget Sound, you got to be extremely smart to get into school. And, a lot of these guys, really think out the game and have a great mind for the game. Going to be great coaches, if that's what they decide to do down the future or down the line. So getting their input, I think, is very valuable.
And a final question about practice, Justin, I wanted to ask you, I don't know whether it's a good or bad or ugly or great answer to this, but twofold. Is it smart for a coach to occasionally just start practice and then just end it because nothing's going right? And is it also smart for a coach, have you ever kicked a player out of practice?
Yes, I've been known to do that a few times. I don't know if it's necessary. I mean, if practice isn't going well, we've been known to, put the balls away and, we'll condition for the rest of the time. If guys don't have it, sometimes they'll be asked to leave practice. I think one thing, if you come and watch our practices, I think the intensity and I think the accountability from the players, they do such a great job coaching each other. Obviously, we're, getting on our guys and, both positively and constructively and, but what makes, our practice is so great is, our guys are, especially upperclassmen know exactly, what's going on and, You know, they're holding each other accountable too. So, we've been known to end practice, you know, early if they're not going well. And, we have a few guys get, dismissed from practice, throughout the year. So in both those things, I don't think are negative things either. I mean, I think, you know,
sure.
One of the best stories I ever heard was from Coach Wooden, talking about, times when, practice weren't going well, and he just was like, hey, bring the guys together, and we don't have it today, guys. We're wasting our time here. And either they would figure it out and they would have a great practice, or, coach would kick them out of the gym. So, I think that everyone's got their own philosophy. There's, more than 1,000 ways to skin a cat, but that's just kind of what's worked for us and, what we've been about.
Justin, I know you're a big sports fan, and generally I'm not a big book reader myself, but I like to listen to successful people. And as you and I both know, the most successful Olympic athlete of all time is swimmer Michael Phelps of the United States.
Yes.
His coach has now written a book, but I read the other day the three keys his coach, and most people, 1 out of 1,000 people could probably name his coach. And I mean, even drawing a blank on his name right now, shame on me, but he's written a book, his coach, and he's also said that all you need to get out of this book are the three things that make a successful person. One is having a vision. One is doing right. mental preparation. And the other thing is practice. And I really love those three things. For whether a person's going into business, whether they're a college professor, or whether they're a basketball player, those three things are pretty critical.
Well, what I love about it is just it's simple,
yes.
think that a lot of times, and I've been known to do this too, is, we don't stick to the acronym of KISS, keep it simple, stupid, try to overcomplicate things a lot of times. And like I said, I've been known to do that a bunch, and I like with those, the three values, they're simple, and they're easy to remember, and they're always easy to reflect back on. I love it. I love it. What's the name of that book, Greg?
You know what? That's shame on me, but I'll get it to you. It's Michael Phelps,
okay.
Swimming coach, and I believe he's the swimming coach at Arizona State now, both
oh, nice.
For the men and women. So, it was pretty impressive reading the synopsis about those three things. Shame on me for not knowing more, but my time frame is pretty tight, as you can imagine.
Yeah, no, I know.
So,
yeah, no.
I'll get that information to you, and I'll put it out for I'll tag Puget Sound's Twitter accounts in that, so that they can all everybody that's listening tonight and everybody else will be able to get it. And I'll do that tomorrow, definitely. But it's very intriguing. Speaking of intriguing, let's talk about the 16-17 Puget Sound men's basketball team. And the other day, Justin, my great friend, and I'm not name-dropping here, John Spolstra, he asked me how many interviews he thought I had done. Since I started this when I was 10 years old, and that would be 56 years of interviews, probably over 5,000. I have yet to have anyone that's been a coach say, yeah, next year we're going to destroy everyone, we're going undefeated, and we're going to win the national championship. So you have every right to say that tonight.
I don't think I'm gonna break up that streak. So, if you're trying to push me to saying that, it's not gonna work. We just pretty much finalized up our recruiting class for next year this past week, which was really nice. There's still a possibility of a couple other players, but as far as our core, we're really, really excited about on what we've got coming in, which is we got 7 freshmen and we've got 3 transfers as of right now. So it's a big class. Now, with that being said, we return our starting 5 from our last game of the year, which is always nice when you got all those guys coming back. And we lose a total of 8 seniors next year. So it was important for us to bring in a good class for this upcoming season. And, we're really excited about it. And I think that just, we got a long ways to go. I mean, it's nice when you bring in, you bring back a bunch of guys, that know the system, know expectations, been in, big games and crucial, situations in games and, which is a lot different than what we were last year. Last year we only had one returning starter. So this, we went through our lumps, early on, and I thought we were playing pretty good basketball towards the end of the year. So this year's dynamic is going to be a lot different. I mean, we're going to be experienced, we've got some really good players, coming back, and I really like the addition of a couple of our freshmen and also our transfers. So it's, right now I think that the crucial part. I mean, we can't do anything, at our level. We can't do anything until October 15th, our first day of practice, but. I think this time of the year is a great opportunity for our leaders to really step up, one, make sure all of the newcomers, make sure all the returners, are working on their games, getting in the weight room, doing all the things they need to do, but then also, for all the leaders to start developing, relationships with our incoming class, transfers and freshmen. I'm very excited that a bunch of our guys, actually a majority of our team is in Tacoma all summer. I know that they're getting in the gym and lifting together and, playing together. And it's nice when they're all around each other. We have a lot of guys from out of state, California, Oregon, and for all of them to make a commitment to stay up here this summer and, work out with each other, I think, speaks volumes. So, I'm really, really excited about that. And, that's what this time of the year is all for. Summer is all about, getting better, and getting stronger and, continuous improvement and, making sure you're ready when, fall comes around. So, but getting back to, your question, I mean, I think, I really like our team. I mean, I think we've got a lot of talent, but, I look across the board in our conference and, Whitworth returns, pretty much everyone. Whitman returns pretty much everyone. Willamette's got a great team. Lewis and Clark's got a great team. Linfield is, experienced and, brings back, some talent and, same thing with Fox.
What was the name of that team again?
Linfield. I had to throw that in there because I just knew you would appreciate that. So, but I mean, I just think that, every team in our conference is getting on the same thing, we'll start really focusing on, season and practice and all that stuff, when the time comes, September and all that. But right now I think we're just really focused. Our guys are really focused on improving and, getting ready for September and October and November and, getting back to school. So that's kind of where we're at. So I know I didn't say anything or any predictions, which you were trying to get out of me, but, we'll save those for a few months down the road. How about that?
Yeah, and actually I wasn't because I appreciate you so much, but I had to throw that part out. I'm waiting for the shoe to drop one time with that, but Justin, I wanted to ask you something a little different here is that my very best friend in life and always will be happens to be named Paula. She never misses a show that I do. And I'm not just saying this. If you ask her, she says, I really like those Northwest Conference guys. So she likes you and Kip and Shannon and Denari and Tim. But anyway, she says she was pumped for the show tonight. And she wants me to ask you about, she's come up with a term that she's not even a big basketball fan, but she's becoming one that I really like. And she wanted me to ask you about, players should strive for this cumulative credibility, meaning every time they do something, it should be credible. I like that about basketball players and in life.
Yeah, it's you know, what did you call it again?
Cumulative credibility.
Oh, okay. I you know what? That's I actually really, really like that, and it's true. I mean, you know, I think with everything, you know, it's, you can evaluate from every situation you do on the floor. You know, both.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just sorry. I mean, the thing about basketball is it's instant. You know, I mean, defensively, offensively, it's such a fast-paced game. So, you know, being able to, you know, taking the input and, you know, finding both positive and negatives out of it, I think's great. That's awesome. Paula, that's great.
Well, she just texted me and she says, feel free to tell Justin that he can use it anytime. She didn't put a patent on it. So.
Okay, I like it. Paul, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I do too. It has meaning, it has strength, it's powerful words, but it's something that you can monitor.
Yeah. Ah, no, I love it. It's great stuff. I love it. I always
Justin,
send something great. I always get something great out of this show.
I know. This is what's fun about it, and I, you know, nobody covers, for lack of a better word, I don't particularly like it, small college basketball better than we do right here with all you great coaches, and you guys make the show, and thanks for saying that, because I get so many comments from people that have never met you, you know, and so many comments from people that do meet you and know you, you know, about doing the show, so I appreciate it. But I was going to ask you along those lines, if you never, you know, hypothetically, and you mentioned that players are going to be in Tacoma, but if the players weren't in Tacoma and you weren't going to see them again until the first day of school, what's the lasting impression, one lasting impression you'd want to give them as they leave for summer vacation?
You know, I think that's really hard. To do, and I think that's one reason why we try checking in with our guys twice a month. You know, phone calls and, you know, if we got a FaceTime or Skype, I mean, I think it's important to do those things. But, you know, getting back to your, you know, lasting pressure, I mean, I just think that we have our end of the year meetings, and, you know, it's in those meetings, it's like, hey, this is what you're doing really well at. This is what you need to improve on. This is what you've got to do this summer. You know, and I think for us, I think having them leave with a mind frame of, you know, continuing to get better at what I'm good at, but also improving on what I'm not very good at is important. I mean, I think every player heading into an off season, you know, has strengths, you know, knows what their strengths are and, you know, knows what their weaknesses are. And, you know, having a game plan on how to continue to improve on their strengths, but also to continue to improve on their weaknesses or get better at their weaknesses is very, very important. So I think for us, you know, I want our guys, you know, or we want our guys, because this is all of us, we want our guys to really, you know what they need to do, you know, both, you know, on the floor, in the weight room, you know, developing as leaders, you know, so, you know, getting out and reading books and, you know, and expanding their minds that way, I think is really, really important. So, you know, when they leave, if they were, if we weren't to talk to them, I want them to have a clear vision on what they need to do for their summer to improve.
And, you know, Justin, along those lines, probably the coach and my closest friend in basketball world is probably Coach Barnes down at Cal State Bakersfield. Does a tremendous job. Got him into the NCAA tournament this year. Yeah, and he has a great, great saying that January 15th games are usually won on the previous August 15th, meaning he can't be around all the rules that you have and all that stuff, but it's how hard players work when the coach is not around.
Right, right. And I, Coach Barnes is, I mean, I agree 100%, you know, and it's crucial. I mean, I really think that this time of the year is just so, so important. You know, we have well-rounded student athletes, you know, I mean, that, you know, travel and, you know, we've got one player that's in Thailand right now and, on, you know, 15-day, you know, vacation. And, you know, one of the things before he left, he's like, don't worry, coach, I'll be getting in the weight room and you know, lifting and, you know, getting shots up and doing all this stuff. And I said to him, I said, well, I'm not worried about it. I mean, I think that this is, you know, this is part of your summer, too. You know, you've got to, you know, enjoy some time off from school, too. And, you know, and I think that keeping it fun, you know, and making it fun for our guys for the off season, you know, where they wake up every morning, like, hey, you know, I'm looking forward to improving. I know what I need to do. I mean, I think all that stuff is where you're really going to see the gains, you know, and, you know, that's what I'm hoping with all our guys is that, you know, they left, you know, right when finals got over, it was like, you know, a relief and, you know, now they've got, you know, 3 months to really focus on their game. And, you know, all our guys are, you know, excited about that opportunity of improving and, you know, working out and, you know, getting better.
Excellent job tonight, Justin. Per usual, the time goes by way too quick. We covered a lot of good topics tonight. And don't forget now, so I won't get in trouble, cumulative credibility.
I love it. I love it. I think it's great. Paula, it's awesome.
We'll talk to you again on July. It'll be July the 5th, the day after the 4th, and look forward to we'll kind of break down the roster a little bit more on that program. How's that sound?
That sounds great. Yeah, let's plan on doing that. And just want to give a shout-out to one of our former assistant coaches, Matt Robles. He just actually got the head coaching job at Peninsula High School up here in Washington. So I'm really proud and excited for him. You know, he's a great coach, and he's going to do an awesome job at Peninsula. So pretty exciting times.
Great. And what town is that in?
Right next to Gig Harbor, Purdy area. So it's right across the Narrows Bridge. So he's actually coming up from Bakersfield.
I think you take exit. It's exit 18 coming north, right, or 16, right?
yep. You got it. Highway 16.
Yeah. How's that for a memory? Yeah. I haven't taken it in a while, but I can remember that because there's a lot of great golf courses over in that area.
Yes, there is. Trophy Lake and Gold Mountain. I mean, there's some great courses over there.
Absolutely. Hey, Justin, have a great month of June, in July, if not sooner. Look forward to it. And thanks to all the great people at Puget Sound to really get behind this program once a month. It's greatly appreciated, not forgotten.
Well, great. We are grateful for you, Greg, and appreciate everything you do.
You betcha. That's Justin Lunt, the head men's coach at Puget Sound, located in beautiful Tacoma, Washington, a member of the Northwest Conference, and Justin joins us every first Tuesday of the month, and I know you really enjoy listening to him. Thanks for those great comments when you hear Justin on. Good night, everyone, and don't forget to make all your free throws. And by the way, I do think now it will be a sweep. Good night.